A number of private bus companies and van drivers are trying to pick up the slack left by this summer's MTA service cuts. They think private enterprise could operate those routes more efficiently than the public sector and even make a profit. In late June, one company, Mr. S Charter Services, started running along a former express bus route in Brooklyn. But WNYC's Matthew Sherman finds there is more to running a bus line in New York City than just picking up passengers.
A little after 7:30 in the morning, a bus pulls up to the bus stop at Coney Island Avenue and Avenue X. It's clear it's not a regular MTA bus.
Anyway, the bus is here.
The windshield is emblazoned with the words, "Blessed, save with grace." The bus is owned by a man known as Mr. S, Steve Lowry. Carol Ragab is a regular rider.
He's a lifesaver.
In what way?
Well, because we wouldn't have any bus to take.
Ragab is one of almost 200 riders who are taking Mr. S's buses each day. Annuity salesmen, city employees, clerks who work for labor unions. They all live deep in Brooklyn and would rather pay more for this bus than take the subway. Gail Schlesser is a rider.
A knee injury that never really healed, and it's easier for me to get on a bus rather than schlepping up and down the train stairs.
The interiors of Mr. S's coaches are a bit more worn out than the typical MTA vehicle, but his buses stop at the same place as the old X-29 express bus did until the MTA service cuts in late June. They start in Coney Island and end up in Midtown Manhattan. 40 minutes into the ride, there are only a handful of seats empty. That's when Mrs. S, the owner's wife, boards the bus and collects $5 from each passenger.
Thank you.
For me and my
buddy. Okay.
That's about as much as the MTA charged for the X-29, but the MTA says the route required a $10 subsidy per rider. Sean Turinov, a computer programmer, prefers Mr. S's bus company to the MTA, exactly because it operates without subsidies.
It pays for itself, no complaints. It's very well scheduled, bus is always on time.
But there are hidden problems. Lowry was running charter buses throughout the Northeast before he took on this job. In order to pick up and discharge passengers on routes within the five boroughs, he needs authorization from the city. A Transportation Department spokesman wouldn't confirm that he has that authorization. On interstate routes, federal inspectors have taken Mr. S's buses out of service almost twice as frequently as the national average, according to online records. That's because inspectors found safety violations, including worn-out tires, inadequate emergency exits, and unqualified drivers. The New York State Department of Transportation also found problems when Lowry was operating long-distance routes to upstate prisons, according to spokesman Charles O'Shea.
The company that you mentioned has $9,100 in fines by our State Department of Transportation Inspection Unit during this past year.
Lowry says he's contesting the state fines and is trying to apply for authorization to run his route on Coney Island Avenue. He says he's providing a service to a community that was abandoned by the city and the MTA. Riders who used to take the X-29 bus recruited him to take over the route, not the other way around. Gail Schlesser is one rider who knows Mr. S's buses aren't perfect, but says they're better than no bus at all.
We had no choice but to hire a private company. That's been helpful so far, but, you know, what can I say?
For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.